Hello everyone, you are listening to Would You Rather, and I'm Matthew.
I'm Wesley.
Alright, today for our first episode, we will be debating on Would You Rather Be Batman or Spider-Man. After that, we will be talking about Would You Rather Speak to Animals or Speak All Languages. Alright, Would You Rather Be Batman or Superman, Wes?
I think I'd rather be Spider-Man because he can climb buildings, he has a web, he can like swing around and get around quick, so...
I'd rather be Batman. I just feel like he's my favorite superhero too, and I feel like he has unlimited money too, which is a really good thing, I guess. Why else would you want to be Spider-Man?
I don't even know. Like, that's all I can think about when I think of Spider-Man. Like, that's it. What about you?
What kind of powers does he have?
He can, like, sense danger, I think, so.
A spider sense?
Yeah.
Batman doesn't have any powers, but he's really smart, and he has cool cars and gadgets, which I feel like can come in handy, but Spider-Man also has some gadgets. Any other reasons why you want to be Spider-Man?
No, not really.
Alright. Alright, for our next topic, we are going to be doing, would you rather speak to animals or speak all languages? What's your point of view on this?
I think I'd rather speak all languages because then you could understand people all over the world. Like, mm-hmm. People who can speak another language can talk to you and you can talk to them back fluently. So.
Yeah, but I feel like you wouldn't like really, you know, you might go to a country for like a vacation, but I feel like you wouldn't really... really speak every single language. Like, yeah. You're not going to meet them all, you know? Unless you, like, really want to. But, yeah. Like, I would rather speak to all animals because when you know what they're feeling all the time.
Yeah.
And also, like, you could probably, like, get friends with them and, like, you can tag people with them.
That makes sense. I also think speaking all languages would be, like, convenient, so.
Yeah, but you never really meet other people that speak different languages unless you travel outside the country. Alright, our next topic is, would you rather wake up as a random person each week for a full year and have full control of them, or wake up as a different person each day for a whole month, but you cannot control them. You just watch what they do from their perspective.
Well, I think that I'd rather want to wake up as a random person every week for a full year.
Why's that?
Because you can if you make decisions correctly, you could change their lives, make an impact in a good way. Like, you just got to make the right decisions.
But I wonder what would happen if you died, if you, like, actually die or, like, just that guy died.
Like, would you both die or just the person that you were trying to, but the person you woke up as?
I feel like if you did for like a whole month, a different person, I feel like if they died, you want to die because they're controlling your life. But I don't know. I don't know how it would work. I would personally want to wake up as a different person each day of the month. One, because it's shorter and I don't want to wait a full year. And two, you can see what other people do around the world do, and you can never know where you wake up as. Like, you can be in China one day and Canada next.
I guess that's pretty cool because you can see, like, their perspective, so you don't really have to do much, just watch what they do. It's
on their way of life and, like, how they do things. Like, but if you did what you did, you could, like, wake up in a different country not knowing languages, but or, like, their way of life. And you could, like, get killed or something. That's probably we'll wrap up our podcast. Thank you guys for listening, and make sure to subscribe and tune in for more episodes.
See you later.